Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, and someone who's been hanging out with us for 16 of those years is our good friend Dave Anderson. President of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead. LearnToLead.com is the website. The books are all there. The TKO Business Series is there. Up Your Business is another one of his books. His new book is called Unstoppable. He's our good friend Dave Anderson. Folks, Dave does something as a separate issue from his leadership, sales, coaching world that is very admirable. I admire him so much for this. He's helping, he and a bunch of other folks are helping to promote peace in the Middle East, including through the growth of Christianity, and including in Iran. He's growing Christianity in Iran and in Turkey and places like that. And Dave, you've been telling me about this now all these years. We've taken at least one segment, I know, before, maybe two, to get you to talk about that. But I want you to give us a report on what's going on right now, because we're at a moment in time when I believe we have an opportunity to change things in the Middle East in a direction that hasn't been accomplished in 5,000 years. We've got a peace agreement with Bahrain and Israel. We got a peace agreement with the Arab Emirates and Israel. We got a peace agreement with Sudan, of all places, in Israel. Iran's on its heels. Joe Biden has a history of appeasing them. You told me earlier the Iranians are fleeing Iran. Things are so bad over there. I'm worried that we could lose the momentum. What do you think?
Well, the Iranian government is delighted that Joe Biden was elected.
Yes,
they see real opportunity now. I trained leaders of the underground church from Iran for 8 years until it got too dangerous to go over there. And we just had a Zoom call over the weekend with 29 other leaders involved with different foundations. I have my own foundation. And they're going to Turkey. There are a lot of very wealthy Iranians fleeing Iran right now, bringing immense wealth out of the country into Turkey. We have a network of churches that are established underground throughout that area, too, that are helping to service these people. Many of them are Christians. And they think it's just at a boiling point to where they haven't seen before. They think that Biden could take the pressure off that boil, but people are oppressed. People are not eating. The COVID is ravaging the country. The government is completely corrupt.
That's an underreported story, isn't it? How bad COVID has been.
It is, and Joe Biden's going to give them a breather. He's actually going to give them a chance to regroup and reestablish their oppression on these people is what we were afraid of. That was the sense. And we had leaders from a number of different countries, but we have a lot of momentum there right now, and a lot of hope that is up for peace and you know, freedoms for people, freedoms for women, freedoms for people that have just been oppressed and in prison for a long, long time, and now we're very concerned it's going to take a major step back.
I'm worried, Dave, that we're going to look back in 10 years, maybe less, and see what happened in 2020 in the changing of the guard in Washington was an existential shift in the future of humanity. If Iran is allowed to regain their momentum, if China, if the degree that China has gotten backed off and they've had to rethink their aggression, and we're in a World War III with China. Folks, make no mistake, this isn't a Cold War. This is World War III with China. Just different ordinances. They're not firing bullets at us, but they are everything else. If we could look back on this shift that we're about to have right now in the next 30, 45 days, Dave, and see it as a moment in time that was not good for planet Earth, what do you think?
I think it's indisputable. I think we're going to see it quicker than we think, too. We're going to recognize that really fast.
Anything that
and
happens
changing,
in America
changing of the guards, changing the guards is a real polite term for what happened in Washington, Jim.
Yeah. Anything that makes Xi Jinping of China and the mullahs of Iran happy is not something America should have done. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Oh, and they're delighted. They help make it happen, and it's no. Listen, I don't want a nice guy in the White House dealing with those people. I don't want a guy with a gentle bedside manner. I've always been about policy, not personality, and you just need a real hard nose, and now we don't have one.
Yep.
And they will take advantage of it.
I'm afraid you're right. God help us. Hey, Dave, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.